talked with Farmers National Company spokesperson Randy Dickett about help coming from the USDA to ranchers and farmers and potential impacts on land values. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
On the agricultural side, I don't know if you call any of it positive, but federal government through the USDA is going to pump large amount of money into the ag economy this year. And we know in 2018 and 19, those market facilitation program payments made a big difference on the cash flow. And that was part of that optimism coming into the first of the year. They got the last of the 2019 payments. Some say we'll have more direct payments in 2020 than we did the year before. That will help prop up, if it's distributed adequately, that. But you turn to the land market with that. There are a couple other things besides just the net farm income being stable, static, if you will, if there's enough federal funds coming in to support producers. There's a lower supply than there had been of farms for sale right now. And then the low interest rates. Agriculture, land values are countercyclical to the stock market, although it's going back up, but the challenge is there. So there's some positives on land. The negatives are that underlying uncertainty. Well, you hit it there in the world economy and our economy and stuff. So how much will that affect farm income? Then how much will that affect land values? Because land values have been the key in stabilizing farm finances over the last 6-7 years.
This is David Sparks.